Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jangda on behalf of Qalam Institute. I wanted to talk about a very special opportunity for all of us, and that is in the month of Muharram, we are very close to the day of Ashura. Now, very quickly to break it down, the month of Muharram is the very first month of the Islamic calendar. It's the very first month of the lunar calendar, thereby the very first month of the Islamic calendar. It is the start of the new year from a Hijrah Islamic perspective. In that very first month of the year, every year, the month of Muharram, there is a very special day. It is the 10th day of that month, and it is known as the day of Ashura. Now, very quickly to let everybody know exactly what I'm talking about in terms of this year. This year, the month of Muharram started on Thursday, October the 15th. That was the first day of Muharram, which means that the day of Ashura, the 10th day of the month of Muharram, will be Saturday, October the 24th, inshallah. Now let's figure out exactly what is so special and remarkable about this particular day. One of the very cool things the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and he informed us of is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hada yawmu min ayyamillah." This is a day from the days that are dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a special day to dedicate to our Lord and Master, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a very special day. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's narrations in Bukhari and Muslim that when he arrived in the city of Medina, he found that the Jews of Medina used to fast on the 10th day of the month of Muharram. And when the Prophet ﷺ inquired them, "Mahadha, why do you fast on this day?" They said that this is a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave freedom to the people of Banu Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Moses, and his followers, Banu Israel, from Fir'aun and his army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa and the followers of Musa from Fir'aun, the tyrant, and his army. So the Prophet ﷺ responded by saying something very, very beautiful. He said, "Nahnu ahaqqu bi Musa minhum fasumuhu." The Prophet ﷺ said that we have a much more closer relationship to Musa alayhi salam than they claim to have. So Muslims start fasting on this day as well. So the Prophet ﷺ instituted fasting on the day of Ashura, which is the 10th day of the month of Muharram. On top of that, what is the reward of fasting on this particular day? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that when someone fasts on the day of Ashura, yukaffiru as-sanatul madiyah, that it removes, it erases the sins of the entire previous year. So in the entire previous year's worth of sins are wiped out or cleaned out or removed from the person who fasts that one day, that one very special day of the 10th of the month of Muharram, which we call the day of Ashura. Now, a little bit something extra to keep in mind when we talk about the virtue and the fasting of the day of Ashura. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in multiple narrations, authentic narrations, he said something very fascinating. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, of course, we fast on this day, as do other people as well, commemorating that great moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displayed His might and His power, and He saved the believers from a tyrannical ruler and leader and somebody who was oppressing them. That we celebrate this day and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His blessings by fasting on this day. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we will have our own unique approach to fasting on this day. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commented before he passed away in the last year of his life, لَإِن بَقِيتُ, that if I am still alive, fil amil muqbil, in the coming year, la asuman التَّاسِعَ, then I will fast on the 9th day of Muharram, the day before, and continue to fast on the 10th day. So he changed it from fasting on one day to 2 days. So for us, that would not only be Saturday the 24th, but also the day before, which is Friday, October the 23rd, fasting both those days. So what I wanted to lay out here were just a few recommendations. Number one, the most preferable thing to do based off of the advice of the Prophet ﷺ is that try to fast on Friday, which will be the 23rd of October, and the 9th day of the month of Muharram, and then try to fast on Saturday, the 24th of October, which will be the 10th day of the month of Muharram. If somebody is not able to do that for whatever reason, then the backup option is to fast either Saturday, of course, because that is the 10th of Muharram, and then you can fast the Sunday, because there is a hadith from Abdullah ibn Umar in which he quotes the Prophet ﷺ saying, fast that day and the day before it, أو يوما بعده, or the day after it. So you can fast Saturday and Sunday. If you're not able to fast Friday and Saturday, you can fast Saturday and Sunday. Another option is, of course, you can fast all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There is a narration in which Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that the Prophet ﷺ said, fast the day of Ashura, Saturday, and fast the day before it and the day after it. So all three can be fasted as well. And at the very least, if you're just not able to put together a couple of fasts the day before or the day after, then at the very least, make sure that you do fast on that Saturday, even if it is only one day, because the Prophet ﷺ said it will remove and forgive all the sins of the previous year. So that's a very just quick explanation and reminder. I hope and pray, inshallah, everyone has a very blessed Ashura. Remember to fast, set your alarms, wake up, have suhoor. It'll be a Saturday, so the kids are home from school. It's the winter time, so the hours of fasting are a lot shorter. It's not as hot outside, so the whole family can fast together. And then, as I always recommend in these types of opportunities, try to get together and break your fast together. Communities, try to have a potluck. Everybody bring some food together, go to the house of Allah, break your fast together, pray Maghrib together, you know, spend time with one another, brothers and sisters in the house of Allah, building the relationships that Islam has provided us with. Invite others into your home who might not have somebody else to break their fast with. Make sure that you use this as an opportunity to build community as well. I look forward to fasting on that Saturday myself with my family, and I hope you will enjoy Ashura fasting with your family as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Once again, this is Abdul Nasir signing out from here at Qalam Institute. Jazakumullahu khairan. Make sure you pass this on to others as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.